called to order at the same time the special meeting. Then we're going to go to item 105, which is on the special meeting agenda. And not sure who's going to present that. Hey, you guys look familiar. Please proceed when you're ready.
If I might, Mr. Chair, on the agenda, item 3 of the agenda has been changed on the report itself, and we ask that the board entertain a motion when after it hears the matter as referenced in the board report, which now says authorize the Housing Commission to enter into an option agreement in favor of a to-be-formed limited partnership composed of the Housing Commission's nonprofit affiliate, Housing Development Partners, with a partner to be selected by Housing Development Partners with the approval of the Executive Vice President and Chief of Staff of the Commission. The Housing Commission will grant the to-be-formed limited partnership the option to purchase the Housing Commission's fee simple interest in the land and improvements located at 4066 Messina Drive for an amount equal to the appraised market value of the land and improvements. That is in lieu of the language set forth in your special agenda.
Good morning, Commissioners. Debbie Ruane. With me is Ted Miyahara. I'm going to turn this over to Ted because he does a far better job at presentations than I do. But I did want the board, Mr. Gentry, to know the excellent work that Ted Miyahara has done on this with superb guidance from Chuck Christensen. This has been a tremendous endeavor, and we're pleased to bring it before you now.
Thanks, Debbie. Staff really appreciates the board's willingness to hold a special meeting on such short notice. We came across an opportunity to acquire an asset and needed to act fast. The subject property is currently in our loan portfolio, and the board is very familiar with this asset due to recent board actions. The board authorized the removal of the general partner in June due to breaches in the Housing Commission loan documents. The borrower has since cured all their defaults and is currently in good standing. The limited partner and general partner have mutually agreed to settle their disputes, and this would not require removing the general partner. The limited partners have agreed to sell their interest in the asset to the general partner, and subsequently the general partner proposed to sell the asset to the Housing Commission. The Housing Commission has an opportunity to purchase 145 units for approximately $8 million. The $8 million is composed of $3,157,000 in outstanding senior loan, approximately $2,245,000 to the limited partner, and $2.6 million to the general partner. The purchase price breaks down to approximately $55,000 per unit. The Housing Commission is currently the gap lender on this project. We have an outstanding principal loan balance of approximately $2 million, plus an additional $1.1 million in accrued interest. In addition, we have a provision in our loan agreement that entitles us to contingent interest, which is essentially 50% of the property's appreciation and also rents and profits attributable to the project. The $8 million purchase price is a good deal. Owning the asset allows the Housing Commission to control how the asset is repositioned. This allows us to maximize paydown of our outstanding loan and also maximize sales proceeds. So our game plan is as follows. We would acquire the asset as the first step. The second step would be to oversee the operations of the asset on an interim basis. This would include keeping the existing property management in place, which is Barker Management, and also keeping the existing service provider in place, which is San Diego Community Housing Corporation. The third step would be to enter into a purchase option agreement with our affiliate, Housing Development Partners. HDP is also currently exploring partnering with Chelsea Investment Corporation due to Chelsea's recent involvement with the seller. The fourth step would be for HDP to process a bond and tax credit application and also line up the debt and equity necessary to purchase the asset. And the fifth and final step would be for the Housing Commission to sell the asset to a tax credit limited partnership formed by HDP. And by selling the asset, that really would allow us to recoup our $8 million acquisition cost, pay all principal and interest on our existing note, collect an additional $2.4 million in net sales proceeds, and carry back a seller note of approximately $6 million. This proposal is a win-win for all parties. The tenants stand to benefit the most from this transaction. Town and Country Village was built in 1982, rehabbed in 98, and the project is in current need of capital improvement. The 145-unit project is a two-story walk-up composed of two- and three-bedroom units. HDP is proposing a gut rehab and would replace kitchens and baths, flooring, windows, roofs, and building systems. In addition, they plan on building a new community building for services, which would bring three units back into service. Three units are currently offline and have been converted to a manager's office and community room. In addition, there are 48 market rate units at this project. We are currently evaluating the possibility of converting those units to 50 and 60% AMI units. This is a good opportunity to increase the city's affordable housing stock. In terms of schedule, we would like to acquire the asset in November, sell the asset to a tax credit limited partnership in March of 2017, start construction in April, and complete the rehab by year end. That concludes our presentation. Staff respectfully requests that you approve the recommendations in the board report, and I would just like to open it up for questions.
Commissioners, any questions? All of this means that that those kids get to keep going to school there. Or not school, but attend some special training and classes and stuff, right? Okay. Mr. Gentry?
This is a great workout, and it reflects the proper work being done by two bodies here. One is staff, and Ted and Debbie, you folks have done remarkably good work here, and council as well, in dealing with what was not always a very pleasant situation. And secondly, I want to thank this board. I think the backbone that you all showed, particularly in that meeting in May, made this happen. Thank you.
Also, I'd like to report that this item has been reviewed by the Real Estate Committee, and the Real Estate Committee did endorse the moving forward with it as well. Commissioner Moraga has moved approval of the proposal as submitted by staff. Is there a second? Commissioner Davis has seconded that motion. Is there any additional discussion? Seeing no indication of such, I'll call the question. All in favor say aye. Opposed? Well, you've railroaded that one through, too. Okay. Thank you very much.
You had to talk, yeah.
All right. At that, I believe that concludes our public agenda.